Mrs. Willows. I see no reason why your husband shouldn't have a perfectly normal, healthy baby.
No, it can't be. Not that.
Sounds impossible, but it's true. Mr. Tim Willows is going to have a baby. Thorne Smith, who created the famous Topper stories, now goes completely berserk with the latest of his novels to reach the screen. Turnabout, the hysterical tale of a man and wife who changed bodies, jobs, and places. In this Hollywood preview, you will hear Adolph Manju, Carol Landis, John Hubbard, William Gargan, Barry Teasdale, Mary Astor, Donald Meek, and Marjorie Main in actual scenes from Thorne Smith's Turnabout, the most novel and hilarious picture of the year. Tim and Sally Willows, played by John Hubbard and Carol Landis, are a happily married couple, blessed with all the petty arguments without which no happy home would be complete. This, for instance, is a typical morning in the Willows household.
7:45, sir.
Okay, Hank. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Will you stop that silly roughhouse and let me sleep?
Silly? I'll have you know that exercise builds you up physically.
It may build you up physically, but it sure tears me down mentally. Now stop so I can sleep.
How do you like that? I get up every morning, dash to the office, slave all day. And what for? So that my darling wife might enjoy the finer things in life. And what does she do? She criticizes my trifling attempts at keeping physically fit.
What good do the finer things in life do me? I get jarred out of my sleep at the crack of dawn by a husband that bounces around like a jumping jack.
If Tim's home seemed a bit hectic, his advertising office of Willows, Manning, and Claire is just one step removed from a psychopathic ward. Phil Manning is played by Adolph Manju, and Joel Clare by William Gargan.
It's now 9:14. In exactly 20 seconds, you shall witness the arrival of Mr. Tim Willows, our human dynamo, one-man beehive, the single spark plug that fires the mighty engines of Willows, Manning, and Claire. And here comes Willow.
Thank you, Eddie. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Willows.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Willows.
Stand up, please. Place hands on hips. Inhale. Exhale. Now, once more. Inhale. Exhale. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Jimmy, turn on the ventilators. Get some air in here.
Yes. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Relax.
Miss Bannister, I don't think you take your bodybuilding serious.
Listen, Mr. Willows, I don't want to be a weightlifter, and I'm not trying to join the flying Cordovas. I just want to be a good secretary.
They sure do keep you busy around here, don't they?
They haven't lived yet. Not till you get a load of Mr. Manning. That's something.
Is he nice?
Well, he doesn't exactly poison babies. But then I don't think he knows many babies.
I've heard of them like that.
Not like this you haven't. This is a symphony in stomach ulcers, corrugated kidneys, and boiling blood pressure.
Is that what he's got?
Yeah.
Listen, test pilot. When you come out of that tailspin on your way down, look around and see if you can find my stomach, will you?
Yes, Mr. Manning.
Oh, Mr. Manning. Come back next Tuesday. You too.
But Mr. Manning, Mr. Higgins sent me.
Tell him I sent you back.
Morning, Mr. Manning.
Telephone my wife. Find out what we're having for dinner. Tell her I don't like it.
Yes, sir. Mr. Clare's new secretary.
Ha! Where's Mr. Willows?
He's in the steam room, sir.
I see what he means. Only place in the joint you can keep warm. Get some heat in here.
Yes, sir. And here are your pills. You should have had them at 9 o'clock.
One for you, Amos. One for you, Andy.
Is that the way you take your medicine?
That's right, Miss Twill. I feed it to the fish every day for a week. And then on Friday, I eat the fish.
You know you're not supposed to eat fish with your stomach.
Oh, I guess it would be more fun if I ate them with yours. Now, don't stand there making silly remarks. Get Mose in here.
What's my boss like?
Your boss is the kind of a guy that has to take his shoes off to count up to 16.
Sure sounds like Mr. Clare and I was going to get along just scrumptious.
Good morning, Mr. Clare.
Good morning, Miss Edwards.
Oh, Mr. Clare, this is your new secretary, Miss Gale.
Oh, what happened to the other one?
She isn't here anymore.
Oh. How do you do?
I do just fine, thank you. How do you all do?
Well, I do just fine. Well, I do fine, too. You sit over there.
Tim's day at the office is just an interlude in the constant tirade that friend-wife directs at everything in sight, including a strange little idol called Mr. Ram, who day after day surveys the endless bickering from his place on the bedroom mantel.
Will you stop doing nip-ups while I'm talking to you? Oh, a madhouse, that's what this is. Dogs, bears, and a husband that makes a noise like a vacuum cleaner. Oh, what did I ever do to deserve all this? I never beat my mother.
That's just because she could run faster than you.
Now, listen to me, Tim Willows. Just because I was a showgirl before you married me is no reason to think that I haven't developed some finer sensibilities of my own. And of all the unpleasant objects to stare at, the last thing at night and the first thing in the morning.
Who, me?
No, not you. As if that isn't bad enough. But I have to have that ridiculous relic leering at me, and right in my own bedroom.
Now, wait a minute. He isn't a ridiculous relic, and you know it. You remember when Uncle Remus sent him to us from India? He said he had a strange power that could grant us any wish we both agreed upon.
Well, that's safe enough, I must admit. As long as I'm under the same roof with you, Tim Willows, I don't think we'll ever agree on anything.
How can we, as long as you've got all the best of the bargain?
Oh, so I have the best of it, eh? Well, I'd like to be in your shoes for a while.
You could fill them, all right.
You didn't say that before we were married.
I didn't get a good look until it was too late.
Oh, be quiet.
You be quiet.
Say, that isn't a bad idea.
What?
Changing places. I wouldn't mind getting up in the morning and leaving this apartment.
Oh, and wouldn't I love to lie right here in bed until noon?
No more household problems. Planning meals and hiring servants.
Nothing to do but play bridge all day. But I could even fix that aerial.
I could try my hand at business. Feminine Angle might be good in advertising.
Cozy little luncheons on the terrace. I think the whole idea is swell.
Just a moment, my friends. Did I understand you to say you wish to change places?
What was that?
Did you say something, Tim?
No. It was I.
Why, it's Mr. Rand.
For years, I've listened to your arguing and wrangling, hoping sometime you might get together on one simple subject. Tonight, at long last, I think you have. Are you sure you want to change places?
Yes, I'd like it.
I'd like it. I know I would.
Well, that's good enough for me. Now, you're on your own. And don't forget, you asked for it.
Oh, Tim, it really happened.
Go on back to sleep. It's just a nightmare.
But it's far from a nightmare. Mr. Ram has worked his strange magic. Husband and wife have actually changed bodies, personalities, and mannerisms. You now hear Tim's voice coming out of Sally's mouth, and vice versa.
Sally, something awful has happened. Sally, Sally!
Oh, for goodness sake, what's all the fuss about?
Fuss? Fuss? You don't understand. Look what's happened. I'm you.
Why? Oh, Timmy, it can't be. Why? Oh, this is awful. Why? Oh, it must be a dream.
Dream my eye. This is a nightmare. I can't believe it.
Hank the butler, played by Donald Meek, and Nora the cook, portrayed by Marjorie Main, are used to strange happenings in the Willows household, but the amazing transformation in their master and mistress is just a bit too much for them.
Madame is in Master's dressing room, and she's wearing his pajamas.
Well, I wear pajamas, too, so what of it?
Well, it's most unusual.
What's unusual about my wearing pajamas?
Nothing at all. I've just made the remark that she was wearing
pajamas.
And now he's wearing her nightgown.
Oh, quit your squawking. When I was working for the Muswegans, the old man had put on a suit of armor, and his wife would dress up like Hiawatha and shoot arrows at him.
Well, she might have hit him.
Well, that's what she was aiming to do.
If consternation reigned at home, Sally's entrance at the office in Tim's body, but with her own voice and feminine mannerisms, caused little short of a panic.
Good morning, Mr. Willows.
Good morning. Good morning, Miss Edwards. Why, Joel, dear, how are you?
Hello, Tim.
Good morning, Miss Bannister.
Good morning. Did you see what I heard? Did you hear what I saw?
Yeah, he spoke to me.
He did. Must be ill.
I suppose that was your idea of a very funny entrance, but you only succeeded in making everyone think you're a little crazy. What's the matter with you anyway?
Why, Miss Bannister, I don't know what you mean.
Well, your voice, for one thing.
Oh, that. Well, I caught cold. It settled in my throat. Laryngitis.
What about your wife's handbag?
Yeah, the handbag.
Oh, that. Well, love, she asked me to get it fixed. It keeps coming open all the time. Lock is broken, I guess. Terrible nuisance.
But the mad proceedings that have gone before are practically sane compared to the riot that occurs when the doctor reveals an astounding bit of news. Not to Sally, but to Tim, parading in his wife's body.
Hello, Sally.
Hiya, Doc. Sit down.
Bad throat. I'll have to send you up something for that. Oh, that's fine. Now, my dear, there are only a few simple things to remember. A little light exercise, plenty of sleep, and I'd stick pretty close to this diet if I were you. Just try to live a perfectly normal life at all times. Not too much or too little of any one thing. I'd cut down on the smoking, watch the drinking, plenty of fresh air. I don't think you'll have to keep your secret any longer. I'll stop by again next week.
So long, Doc.
I see no reason why you should not have a perfectly healthy, normal baby.
Baby? Hey, Doc! Doc! Doc!
Help!
Hey, Doc!
Such complications, such embarrassing moments, such fun as the screen has never known. Thorne Smith and Hal Roach, author and producer of the never-to-be-forgotten Topper Pictures, now present the most side-splitting story in years, Turnabout, featuring Adolph Manju, Carol Landis, John Hubbard, William Gargan, Barry Teasdale, Mary Astor, Donald Meek, and Franklin Pangborn. Turnabout should head your must-see list, a United Artists picture.